Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daf Samach Dal Pig and Bal and Samach Gimel Beis Bada. Bottom of the page, 5 lines up from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan says, "Hey, look at Gemara. You want to buy eggs? Go ahead, buy them wherever you want, whoever you want. Lochem Beisim and Ovik Chabim, you can buy from the guy. Bechol Makom, in any place you want. Vein Choshin Lo Mishum Nevelos Lo Mishum Treifus." We're not worried of Nevelos and Treifus. Rashi says, "Shem Nimsa B'Tana Golos Nevela." Maybe this was found in a Tana Golos Nevela, which makes the egg Nevela also. We're not worried about such a thing. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Vidilma da of tame ninu. Maybe this came from an of tame. Why are you saying that it's okay? So we're talking about a particular case. Amar Avudah Shmuel, ba'omer shel of ploni tahor. So it's from this particular kosher animal. It says Rashi, vani yodin shosa of tarahu. We know that that's tahor. Vidavar sha'anu yecholom lahavchin. It's also something we're able to go into test based off that. Ulhavi beitse osa of. We can bring the egg of that oaf, liro simdomen le'ilu lo mishaker. And if there's a similar one to the next, then we know he's not lying. V'lema, why does he have to say which one it's from? V'lema shall oaf tarah, just let him say it's from a kosher animal, it's from a kosher bird. Ihachi, islay lish, tamute, he's able to wiggle his way out of it because there's so many different oaf tarahs. And they'll just say, oh no, it's from another one that's a rare one that you don't know about, you can't test. Therefore, it has to be something specific. Rashi says, v'lema shall oaf amar. You don't recognize it as actually tar, so that's why I have to say specifically which one it's from. Says Gemara, hold on. Why don't we just check the simanim? You know, just like we check, we have snapir kaskesis when it comes to fish. Let's check when you know the simanim of the egg, which is going to end off by at the end of this whole back and forth. We're going to end by saying, really, we don't have any mesorah for simanim on that being a good way of checking. But in the meantime, we try to live within this and we say, okay, let's check. The time within a brisa, kisimani beitzim kach simani dagim, just like the simanim of eggs are the signs of a fish. So, this is what are you talking about? Simani dagim, how could you compare it to simani dagim? Snapir kaskesis, by fish, it's a fin and scale. Ella Ema rather say kach simane beep turn the page samatalav obre dagim. This is like the signs of the eggs of kosher birds, so are the signs of the roe R-O-E of kosher fish. Says Rashi, Beitzei dagim kamoshein mechubarim yachad. That is that this roe is a cluster of eggs that are inside the membrane of a female fish, and the shape of the roe is the grouping of the kosher and the kosher fish is similar to the shape of the eggs of a kosher birds. V'tanei gamei beitzim and v'tapai beitzim elohein simani beitzim. These are the signs of kosher eggs. Kol shekoderes ve'agulgolas. Anything that's spherical and round. It's not perfectly round, but it's going in three-dimensional as opposed to like one side of it's in a circle. Like a thing of cheese where it's like, you know, one side a circle, the others are like flat. Rosha echad kad. One of its ends are round, the other one is tapered off. Tahor, it's going to be kosher. Shnei rosha kadin or shnei rosha echadin, but if both of them are round and both of them are sharp, then tamei is going to be tamei. Chalva mechutz v'chalva mefnim. If the white of the egg is on the outside and the yolk's on the inside, the yolk's on the inside, then it's tahor. It's kosher. Chalva mechutz v'chalmon mibachutz. But if the yellow, the yolk is on the outside, v'chalva mefnim, and the white's on the inside, tamei is going to be tamei. Chalmon v'chalbon me'uravin zebezeh. If they're mixed up together, biyadua shehi beitz hasheretz, and you know it's coming from. It's the egg of a sheretz. Rashi says, like a turtle or a lizard. Tzavel, tom, matil, and beitzim. They have eggs. And that's what they do. Lo tzricha dachut dechatuchos. Why is... Oh, so the Gemara asks... that was all the question. So why is it, yes, to say that what type of bird it came from? Just look at the simanim. So the Gemara, lo tzricha dechatuchos, where the egg's already chopped up. Rashi says, talek lemeka kudugas, akuderes, gulgolos. You're not able to check if it's round anymore. And the, you know, spherical thing, because of the fact that it's already crushed the shell. V'livdok v'chelmon v'chelmon. Why don't we check the same idea? We're checking the yolk and the white and the yellow to see whether it's a kosher or not. The betrufos bekar. We're taking what it's already mixed up in a bowl. Arshish shakol mu'ur. Everything all mixed up. Guy gav them mizavnina minay. What are you talking about? You're willing to buy it from a guy if it's all mixed up? V'atarayin. You're willing to buy sa ein mochim beitza treifel v'chelmon. We can't sell a treifel beitza egg to a guy because maybe he's going to go turn around and sell it to a Jew. Unless it's all mixed up in a bowl, and then there's no problem because the Jew doesn't buy those things. Therefore, since it's mutter to sell the eggs, trufa b'ka'ara, Rashi says, ein lochem beitzim trufa zilmud l'trefa. Okay, so we can't have this kind of thing. Elim kein trufa b'ka'ara, unless it's already beaten up in a bowl. Fika kein lochem beitzim trufa z'ba'ara, therefore we don't buy these beaten up things in a bowl. So again, Why does he have to tell him what type it is? You can just look at the simanim. As the Gemara, Elam, Reb Zera, simanim lav doraisa. The simanim are not doraisa. Rashi says, Hanach simanim beitzim. These different simanim beitzim that they're found in the eggs, even though in a chinami, maybe it's true that you find that with kosher eggs versus non-kosher eggs. Lav alachal moshim yisinai ninu. It's alachal moshim yisinai. Velo sabachin alay. We're not somich on those simanim. They're not the raisa. The elo temech, you don't say that, then we could have figured out another issue that we learned about earlier. Hadam Rav Asi Shimona Spekosain, and we learned some of these mabes about eight different birds that were not clear for the kosher or not. Why is that a question? Let's go bait some of the two. Why don't I just wait till they lay eggs and check their eggs? Rashi says, Mehem Hunika, then from the eggs will be recognizable in Oftar, if it's an Oftar or not, because on one side is tapered, and on one side is not, and the white's on the outside, and the yellow's on the inside, etc. Elo Shimami, no, Shimona Mlav the raisa is not the raisa. And what's the point of it? What are you teaching me? What's an afkamina? Hachi kam, as we used to say. Let's say you have both sides of the eggs are round, or both sides of the egg are tapered. Or you have the yolk is on the outside and the whites on the inside. Those are for sure tamea. But if one is tapered, the other one's rounded. And the whites on the outside and the yolks on the inside. He tells you it's a particular type of bird, which is a kosher bird, then smoke alei can be somechana because you have those there. But stama, when he says it's just comes from a particular bird, but he doesn't say what type, lotus machalei, you can't be somechana. Medika the orv the dami liyona, because they have, like, for example, the eggs of an orif, which can sometimes look like the eggs of a pigeon, which obviously their eggs of orif are not going to be kosher. Amar mar chelbon vechelmon miravin zebezeh, when it's mixed together, we do she beitzah shars, you know it's a beitzah shars. Lamelchus, what are you coming to teach me? Elmer of a it's coming to tell you that the egg has had an embryo inside of it, and the shell is pierced. Right, so it says, you have to touch the stuff that's inside of it. That it's metame of kadasha. It's going to be metame with the level of a kadasha. Maskava Vina, Vidoma Nachashi. What are you talking about? Maybe it's from a steak. Rashi says, Nachash Doma, Shall Nachash Doma, Shall Sheretz, Vituma Ainba. But there's no Tuma that comes along with it, right? Even though every Sheretz is offered to eat, not every Sheretz is going to be Matame. It's not going to send over Tuma. There's only the Shemona Shatzim can do it, and the steak's not one of those things over here. Says Gemara, Elamar Ava, Sheim Rikma Vachla. What it means is that if it has the embryo inside of it, and you go and you eat it, the lokal lemishim sheretz hasheretz ala aretz, you're going to be get malchus for eating it from because in the pasuk it says sheretz hasheretz ala aretz, and therefore that's why it's teaching us halacha. So Gemara Yehachiv, that's really true. It's to come to teach you my iri the tamei. Why do you need to talk to me about a tummy animal for that? I feel the tzara nami, even if it's a tahor one that has an embryo inside. The time went to the brisa kol sheretz hasheretz ala aretz. There's every sheretz that creeps on the ground is a toeva, and you're not able to eat it. Beep, turn the page. Some of Dalad Amabez. Larabas Afrochim Shalom Shalom. This is coming to include in a froach that is a chick that didn't open its eyes yet, then it's also to eat at that state. So if you want to say our Bryce is talking about the Isser of the embryo shtickle, then you don't have to be specifying about a sheretz egg. So this is Gemara, nah, that's just me, Rabbanan. Who cross machta be'alma, the pasuk is just a smachta. Therefore, we needed to tell you that's the teacher's the din of a din doraisa. Tanu Rabbanan says, Eilug chachamim, say our rabbis, Giule beitzim muteris. The stuff that comes out from the eggs is kosher. That is, if you boil two eggs together in the same pot, says Rashi, you have over here, Giule beitzim, beitza temeya, shenis bashla ima tahora. Mutar is going to be mutar atahorin demaya ba'alma who velo yovi taima bechvinaisu, because when you, even though obviously when you go and you cook something, it gives tam, it gives out its taste, but there's no such thing, there's no real taste that's coming out of this egg. It's just considered water ba'alma, and therefore it's going to be fine. Beitzim muzaros, these are eggs that it will never end up being fertilized. That is, that a the says the Rashi, she'enam shel zachar ve'en efrach kolot behem li'olam. Therefore, they're not able to have any. It'll never turn into something. Nefesh yafa tochlem. If you have a person who's not an istinist, doesn't mind eating all these type of interesting stuff, Rashi says, she'enim istinist, vein daito katsurim, he's not disgusted by it. Tochlem, go ahead and eat it. V'afapi she'yoshva aleim, even though they were sat upon, tainagol, some of them sat in for many days, Still, since no embryo can grow from it, then there's no problem, even if it has stuff that develops in it. Just take that stuff out and you eat it. Nimsalea, kurit, dam, if a spot of blood is found on it, zorik is a dam, ochas a shar. Just get rid of the blood and you can go and you get the rest of it. Right? That's if you're obviously able to handle, you're not squeamish. We're really talking about two separate things over here. The first one is talking about where it's not fertilized. The second one, when it says nimsalea, kurit, dam, the zorik is a dam, ochas a shar, that's talking about even if it's fertilized, but it's got to be a particular place. It's only found on the knot of it. Rashi says, "Who zera shall tarnugol a kashua berosh hakad shall beitza." It's a particular place where the chicken actually got fertilized from. It literally like this knot where the zera attaches itself to the egg and the embryo begins to form over there. That part is where it has to be. That's when you can go and throw away the dam. If it's found somewhere else, then the entire egg is going to be aser to eat. Hayai tani d'stay avu the Rabbi af Tariki lo shana lo shenim shal chaben shala. This egg is only mutter where the dam was found on the white part of the egg. Aval nimsal chelmon shala, but it's found on the yellow part. Then afilu beitz asur, then even the rest of the egg is going to be asur as well. My timer, the shad tichla bekula. Now spread throughout, and it's already started the process of developing, and therefore it's a problem. There's a teacher of Brisas, taught before Abai the opposite. He said that if the dam was found on the yolk, on the yellow, then the rest of the egg is going to be mutter, but it's found on the white, then the entire thing is going to be asar. And it was Abai who corrected him to read it this way, the way that we said it, to the problem is if it's on the yellow. How do you know that the egg of a non-kosher bird is usher for eating midoraisa? Because it says, and the basayana. We're talking about the egg of a non-kosher bird. This is an ostrich. Literally the daughter of an ostrich. V'chi bas yesh la liana. That's the ostrich of a daughter. In other words, it lays eggs. It doesn't bring out a child, you know, an offspring into the world. Ela ezo, what does it mean when it says daughter? Zubetza tamea. It's an egg of an ostrich and any other non-kosher bird. And when it says the ostrich's daughter, it's talking to about the egg, telling us that an ostrich egg is usser. And we can learn out from this that the egg of every other non-kosher bird is going to be also as well. For example, Dilma Hainu Shemayu. One second, maybe the Basayana is the name of this type of ostrich, and therefore it's not going to teach you anything about the egg. Let's look at that. Let's go into thought that. It's written in other places, the daughter of my people has become cruel, like Yanas in the desert. Pasuk in Eicha. Since this Pasuk is leaving out the Bas part, I'm sorry, leaves out the prefix ha. By the beitzos, the haya'ana, it says beitz bas haya'ana. Over here, the pasuk doesn't say that. What does it say? It says bas ami, not ha'ami. And therefore, it must be talking about the offspring of the ostrich, a.k.a. its egg. Like tomorrow, velo, what do you mean? But it's not its name? Voksiv esem mispeid katanim ve'evil kibinos ya'ana. It says, I'll make a hespid, like the jackals in the morning of the Benos Ya'ana. Now, Benos Ya'ana is talking about the eggs. How can they be described as mourning when eggs can't, able, they're not able to communicate? For the Gemara, Ki Ya'ana Zo, Shemesabela Sabana. It means, I'll make a mourning like the Ya'ana, which mourns its young. Ay, Vaksev, Vishachnu Sham, Benos Ya'ana. It says Benos Ya'ana will dwell over there, Pasuk in Yeshaya. Since there's no reason for the pasuk to speak of the offspring, it's implying that it's the actual name of the bird. And for the Gemara, no, ki yana zu shoshochena simbanea. It means like the yana which dwells with its young. Okay, vaksev techabdeni chayas asade tanim uvenos yana. The beast of the field will honor me. Jackals and Benos Ya'ana. If you talk about the beitza, if you think it's that, beitza bas mimar shirihi, can the beitza say shira? It's a beitza, can't say anything. Eloksiv haya'ana, oksiv bas haya'ana. So the Gemara says, okay. There's times in the pasuk where it says the Yana. Sometimes it says the Bas Yana. V'shayni Acha. But here when the Torah says Bas Yana with other non-kosher birds, it's different. Why? It must be, it's not part of the name. The Pasuk Safer L'shtei Tevos. Because the Sofer, the scribe who writes the Torah, separates Bas and Yana to two words. Therefore the Torah calls the bird Yana here. And Bas means it's egg. It's referring to the egg. It's two separate words. We the pasuk lo safra, Frank Tamar, just because the sofer separates between them. Beep, turn the page. Samachayim and alf. Betarte tevos into two words. Shvamana treshem. Isn't it? You find them to be two things. Why can't it just be a two-worded name? Elameata es kedar la omer. But what about the fact that it says kedar la omer? The pasuk lo safra betray. Right? We call that, we put that into two different names, but in different psukim, and we know that that was one of the king's names. And Bereish just comes up. Hachi nami tati shemus. Then you want to say it's two different things? Of course not. Amri just said, no. Hasa b'shtei tevos pasuklu. There, in reference to Gedal Omer, the sofer separates into two words, b'shtei shitin lo pasuklu. But he may not separate them completely into two different lines. They have to be on one line. Well, hacha, when you do the basayana, filo b'shtei shitin nami pasuklu. They even go ahead and do it in two separate lines. Bas at the end of one and Yan at the end of the other, proving that they're not one name, but the two separate words, one talking about the ostrich and one talking about its egg. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.